greatest sales leaders I've ever worked for and the greatest sales leaders I've ever observed anecdotally were the people who understood that we're people first. And they treated the people on their team and the people in their organizations like human beings and not robots and automatons and people who were just out doing a rote job day in and day out. Their first and most focused concern was for the health and the well-being and the care of the people on their team.
Todd Cohen is the sales leader. In the Todd Cohen Sales Leader podcast, we bring you conversations with Todd about how you can improve your sales performance and effectiveness. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. Hello and welcome to the Todd Cohen Sales Leader podcast. This is episode 4 in our podcast series. Todd Cohen is a high-energy, high-performance sales leader. Since he began his career in 1984, Todd and his sales teams have delivered significant revenue for leading equipment, education, e-learning, and information companies, including Xerox, Gartner Group, Pensari, Thomson, and LexisNexis. Todd's successful career has progressed from proven individual contributor and repeat President's Club member to innovative sales manager, to accomplished sales executive. Now he offers his expertise at building effective sales teams to consulting clients and to the public through his website and blog at toddcohen.com. In this episode, Todd discusses the characteristics that make someone a great sales leader. Todd, we've been talking about the most effective techniques for successful sales.
And there are many.
Among the people that you work with and the people that you've encountered, you have seen people who are great sales leaders. You've seen people who are not so great.
I have definitely seen both.
What are the characteristics that would make someone a great sales leader?
Everybody's got a very strong and passionate opinion on this. And in fact, on my website and my blog, I was running a series of articles on this very topic. And I had a lot of really valuable input from sales professionals and sales leaders and non-professional salespeople and people who have been sold to. And I've gotten a lot of really interesting feedback. I look back at my own career and I really thought about the great sales leaders that I've witnessed, the people who have helped me the most. To me, it came down to a series of very specific traits that I thought made up a great sales leader because they motivated me to go out and do better day in and day out. There are some sales leaders out there, they do things by the number correctly or by the book correctly, but they don't have that intrinsic greatness, that those intrinsic qualities to make them the kind of person that you just are so motivated to work for.
Give me an example of someone like that. Who would rank among the great sales leaders?
Well, for me personally?
Sure.
Several of my sales managers at Xerox in my early days really were phenomenal people in helping me really shape my thinking and help me understand who I was and how I was going to be a great salesperson throughout my career.
What were the characteristics that made them great sales leaders?
The first characteristic would be somebody who is very empathetic. The greatest sales leaders I've ever worked for and the greatest sales leaders I've ever observed anecdotally were the people who understood that we're people first and they treated the people on their team and the people in their organizations like human beings and not robots and automatons and people who were just out doing a rote job day in and day out. Their first and most focused concern was for the health and the well-being and the care of the people on their team. That left a deeper impression than anything I could ever tell you. I've worked with some great sales leaders who have extraordinary communication skills, people who were just motivating and incredibly stimulating in how they spoke to us and how they managed their team. Obviously, very, very confident people, people who have had success, people who can walk the walk and talk the talk. You know, we spoke in another podcast not too long ago about how there are sales managers out there who are great salespeople and perhaps they won't be the greatest sales managers. Well, there are great sales managers out there and great sales leaders who have been great salespeople and they know how to effectively and passionately coach their teams into doing what they did that made them so successful. So they're great teachers as well. So they're empathetic, they're great teachers, and they have great confidence. Some other things that come to mind are just fabulous energy. I've worked for some great sales leaders that just have boundless positive energy You just get so motivated and so passionate when you're in their company, and you just want to work and work and work and do more to make the team and make them and make yourself successful in the process.
What are some of the habits that can make a sales leader miss the mark in becoming truly great? Are there some things that people need to avoid?
Top of the list, they don't listen. They don't hear, they don't listen, and they don't react to the needs of their sales organization. They're not an effective bridge between their sales organization and senior level management. Great sales leaders in the role of sales managers is what I'm talking about. And if they don't have the ability to effectively translate what the field and the sales team needs and get those tools, they'll never be a great sales leader.
It sounds like it takes a little bit of courage too, because we're talking about, if you will, speaking truth to power.
Yes, it definitely takes courage. And, you know, I would say that speaking truth is something, if it's done passionately and with integrity and candidly, is something that, you know, you should never be penalized for.
How should effective salespeople prepare themselves to not make mistakes when it comes to the path to great sales leadership?
It's so simple how not to make mistakes. And the answer to your question, very simply, is to be open to coaching and mentoring throughout your entire career. Listen and digest what people are telling you. Don't get defensive if somebody tries to give you coaching. It's not criticism, it's coaching. And be as open as possible to people wanting to reach out and help you. It's there more than most of us realize. We just have to be open to accepting it.
Any other thoughts on great sales leadership?
Everybody, I believe, has the capacity to be a great sales leader in their own right, but they have to commit themselves to a path of positive reinforcement. They have to commit themselves to being open to and listening to people's help along the way.
Great advice. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Todd Cohen Sales Leader Podcast. We'll continue our conversation with Todd, Talking Sales, in episode 2 of our podcast series. Be sure to join us. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, please send us an email. The email address for this podcast is tcsl@professionalpodcasts.com. If you send us an audio comment or question for Todd in MP3 format, we'll consider using it in a future podcast. You can also send audio comments by calling our podcast comment line, 856-861-6146 in the U.S. or +44 020-7193-6146 in Europe and the U.K. If you have comments for Todd, you can email him at todd@toddcohen.com. We produce these programs in the studios of Professional Podcasts in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. For Todd Cohen, this is Steve Lubetkin. Good selling to you all, and take good care.